Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the sixth aliyah of Parshat, or Sidrat Pinchas, for the OU Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum project. We now continue with the sacrifices brought on the yearly holidays, having finished with the daily, and then the Sabbath, and then the monthly and Sabbath sacrifices. And we start, of course, with the beginning of the religious year, which is Nisan, and the first holiday, which would be what we call Pesach. Although there's a little bit more to it than meets the eye, as we will see. Ubachodesh harishon be'arba'a asar yom lachodesh Pesach ladunai. Ubachamisha asar yom lachodesh hazeh chag shiva yamim matzot ye'achel. There's something very important going on here, which is that there are actually, or were actually, two holidays. Both are related to the Exodus from Egypt. One was Chag HaPesach, which was essentially a one-day holiday where the Paschal sacrifice was brought, commemorating the sacrifice that was brought on the night right before the Exodus out of Egypt, as well as the painting of the blood of the sacrifice on the doorposts. This holiday, Chag Pesach, started in the afternoon of the 14th, that is, before the night of the 15th. It started when the sacrifice was brought, which was in the afternoon right before what we usually think of Pesach, but is actually Chag HaMatzot. And it continues on through that night, that is into the night, which means into the 15th of Nisan, and then essentially to the next morning when all of the Passover, the Paschal lamb needs to be finished off. Interestingly, on the very first Pesach, the animals were actually tied up for 4 days, which means the holiday started on the 10th of the month, making the first Passover ever a four-day holiday rather than just a one-day holiday. Now, on that same night of the 15th, which is sort of the second part of the Passover holiday, which started the afternoon before, we have a second holiday here called Chag HaMatzot. So essentially, you have two holidays that are overlapping. The Chag HaPesach, which starts on the afternoon before the 15th, and then Chag HaMatzot, which starts on the 15th. And lasts, in Israel anyway, for 7 days, from the 15th through the 21st. And it says in the verse, on that one, one must eat matzot. Now, rabbinically, the rabbis learn out that there's only 1 day requirement to eat matzah. You don't have to eat it on the other 6 days. It's just that you can't eat leavened bread. But the simple sense of this is that one should be eating matzah on this holiday for 7 days. Now, I don't mean to say that the two holidays, Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzot, are not intertwined. They are very much related. But it's important to be able to identify the two strands in this holiday, which really has two merged pieces into it. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Kol Melech Avodah Lo Tasu, which means it's a sacred event, no work, meaning the 39 Malachot, which were done in the Mishkan, could not be done. Of course, that does not include, because it's a holiday, it does not include, as described in the Sefer Vayikra, would not include work that was needed for eating, such as making a fire to eat, etc. But I'm not going to go into that now, because it was that's really a Vayikra issue. Here, the focus is not so much on the holidays themselves, but on the sacrifices that were brought as part of those holidays, what we call, what are part of our Musaf prayers. Anyway, continuing on, v'kravtem yisheh olah l'Adonai parim b'nei vakar shnayim, that's two bulls, v'ayel echad, one ram, v'shiva kvasim b'nei shana, seven yearling sheep or goats, because a keves can mean either a lamb or a kid in this case, t'mimim yihiyu lachem, that is, they are all pure without a blemish, that is not just the lambs, but the par, the bull and the isle, the ram as well. Uminchatam solepula bashem and shlosha esronim, which is 3/10 of an ephah, or 3 omers of fine flour. We call that a meal offering, or part of the offering, which is a meal offering, for la par, for the par, ushnei esronim la ayil tasu, that's 2/10 of an ephah for the ram, isaroni son la, ta'asela kevasacha, the shivara kvasim, and 1/10 of an ephah, or a single omer, for each of the lambs. And I discussed some of these measurements a little bit more in the previous aliyah. Usir chatar achal lechaper lechem, and a seer is a male goat, which is the standard animal for a sin offering. And I think the sense here is that it's not so much that there really is a sin to be atoned for on Passover, as we'll see there is one on a special one on Yom HaKippurim. But I think the idea is that one can really never be clean enough, that one always requires a little extra purification, especially before the festive sacrifices, when one wants to be, like taking an extra shower to make sure the last little bit and getting the dirt out from under the fingernails in a spiritual, religious sense. Continuing on, Milvad Olata Boker Asher Olata Tamita Suit Eila, which means do all of this in addition to the standard sacrifices, the daily Tamidim of the day. Kaela Tasu Layom Shivat Yamim Lechem Ishe Reach Nichoach Ladunai Olata Tamid Ye Aseven Isko, which means repeat this exact thing 7 times. As a fire-based sacrifice, a pleasant smell to God. Uvayom Ashvi Mikra Kodesh Yelechem Kom Lech Ravodah Lo Tasu. And on the 7th day, it is also a holy event. No work is allowed, which means day number 1 is holy. Day number 7 is holy. The intermediary days are you bring the same sacrifices. It's what is called Chol U'Moed at this time. Now we move on to the next holiday, which is known as Shavuot. And again, the details are not here regarding exactly when the counting, how we get to Shavuot, and the 50 days, the 49 days of counting, that is done elsewhere here. Again, the focus is just on the sacrifices. The day here actually is not really known as Shavuot, although the word Shavuot is mentioned, as we'll see, but it's called Yom HaBikurim, because essentially this is the first day that the wheat may be brought from the new produce, which are called the Chadash, which is a word, or Chadasha, as we were about to see. Verse 26. Uvyoma bikurim b'hakrivchem mincha chadasha l'adonai b'shavuotechem, that is at the end of the 7-week count, when you bring the new flour, that is the wheat that was taken from flour that's been growing this religious year, that is from Nisan. Mikra kodesh yelechem kol nachra v'dala tasu, that is don't do any work, it's a holy day, v'ikratem olah l'reach nichoach l'adonai parim b'nei vakar shenayim, that is 2 bulls, Ayel Echad, 1 ram, Shivachvasim, B'nei Shana, and 7 yearling sheep or goats, that is either lamb or kids. Uminchatam sol bulav shemen, Shlosha esronim laparachad, this is pretty standard, 3/10 of fine flour for the bull, Shnei esronim, 2/10 for the ram, La'ayel Echad, Yisaroni soron lakevaz Echad, L'shivata kvasim, and 1/10 for each of the little lambs. Usir izim chatat echad chaper lechem, a he goat for the sin offering. This is again a kind of your standard basic holiday sacrificial list of 2 pars, 2 bulls, 1 ram, and 7 kids. Pretty standard. Milvad olat tamid. Don't forget about the daily offerings, minchato, and its meal offering that is offered with it, tasu tumimim yelechem, miniskehem, and of course, don't forget the libations as well, the wine libations. Next up is what we call today as Rosh Hashanah, the new year, not the religious new year, more of a universal new year, because it is the 7th month of the year, all months in the Torah, and in all of Nach, and it's actually provable in some cases, all months always start counting from Nisan. So that is, even though the universal Rosh Hashanah is on Tishrei, since the Jews became free on Nisan, that is when we start our religious counting. So when you see Uvachodesh HaShvi, that is Tishrei, not Nisan. Anyway, chapter 29, Uvachodesh HaShvi Bechalachodesh, the first day of Tishrei, Mikra Kodesh, Yelachem, Kom Lech Avodah Lo Tasu. This is the same words that we've seen before. Yom Teruah, it is a day of blowing the shofar, Yelachem, it is for you, holy day, don't do any work. Vasitem Olah, L'reach Nichoach, L'adonai, Parben Bachar Achad, 1 bull, Ayel Achad, Kvasim B'nei Shana, Shivat Tzvimim, 1 ayel, 1 ram, and 7 kids, or 7 kids or 7 lambs. All unblemished, of course. Umin Chatam, Solet Bulava Shemen, Shlosha Esronim Lapar, Shnei Esronim La'ayel, 3/10 for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, pretty standard. V'Yisaron Echad, L'Kevesa Echad, L'Shivat HaKvasim, and 1/10 for all the little lambs. Echad, Usir Izim Echad, Chatal, Chaper Lechem, 1 he-goat for a sin offering. Milavad Olad HaChodesh, Umin Chatav, Olad HaTamid, Umin Chatav, V'Nizkehem Kimishpatam, L'Reach Nichoach, Ishe La Donai. And of course, don't forget the Tamidim. And in this case, because Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, don't forget the Rosh Chodesh as well. And I think the reason why it says Kimishpatam, do it according to their rules is probably because there's a lot of sacrifices, three events on one day. So God is emphasizing that they really need to be done carefully and correctly. Next up is Yom Kippur. What we call Yom Kippurin. Ve'asur lachodesh hashvi'im hazeh mikra kodesh yalachem, the 10th of the same month, ve'initem nafshe techem. The word inui means to make oneself poor like an ani, or to afflict oneself, to make oneself suffer to a certain extent, from the word inui. Rabbinic law states, puts a definition to exactly what kind of quote-unquote suffering needs to be done, although deprivation may be a better word. No washing, no anointing with oils, no sex, no eating and drinking, no wearing leather shoes. V'hikravtem, chom lecha avodah lo tasu, no work, and since you can't eat, so essentially it's just like Shabbat. V'hikravtem, in fact, in some places called the Shabbat Shabbaton, it's really the only day that's holier than Shabbat. V'kravtem olal adonai reach nichoach par ben bakar echad. So here is your classic bull, ayil echad, kvasim b'nei shana shivat mimim, your seven kids or lambs, u'minchatam, solet bulam v'shemen, shlosha esronim lapar, that's the 3 tenths for a par, shnei osim la'ayil, the 2 tenths for the ram, yisaron yisaron lekevas echad, shivat kvasim. All very standard. Seir izim echad chatat milvad chatat akipurim v'olata tamid u'minchatam iskehem, which is don't only forget the tamidim and their libations and meal offerings, but don't forget about the special sacrifice of a calf, which is brought as a chatat on Yom Kippurin, which of course, I don't say of course, but to my mind, clearly connected to an atonement for the sin of the golden calf. Don't forget that because of the sin of the golden calf, Moshe had to go up to the mountain again and came down on Yom HaKippurim, which is why that day is an atonement for all sins, of course, but specifically the sin of the golden calf, which really changed the relationship between God and man, and the change probably is still with us. The seventh Aliyah comes next, and we will continue with the Sukkot holiday.